the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
It's been a long wait, but welcome back to Rock Creek, Kansas, where today we are set to crown a regional champion. We'll find out who will punch their ticket to the 3A state tournament next week in Manhattan at Toyton Family Stadium on the campus of Kansas State University. Our matchup, the Nemaha Central Thunder, the one seed of this Rock Creek Regional, and the Rock Creek Mustangs, who came in as the three seed. They are 17-5. Nemaha Central 19-3 after an 8-2 victory earlier today over Rossville. Rock Creek just beat Silver Lake 5-3 in what was a thrilling game, but a lengthy game. And so it sets up our championship game here today between the Thunder and the Mustangs. Johnny Kane here with you. Scott Cox taking care of us back at our studios. We're just waiting on the umpires, and we will be ready to go in today's matchup. Rock Creek, although they are on their home field, they will be the visitors. This is their lineup. Leading things off will be the center fielder, Brooks Whaley. Hitting second is the left fielder, Ethan Burgess. Hitting third is a shortstop, Mason Sturdy. Batting cleanup is a catcher, Zach Becker. Hitting fifth is the third baseman, Ben Wick. Hitting sixth is the first baseman, Dawson Singer. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Tanner Christensen. Hitting eighth is the designated hitter, Connor Richards. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Dalton Whitworth. And for Nemaha Central, our head coach, Terry Stevie, his lineup, pretty much the same as it was in game one. Dalton Herter will lead things off. He's the center fielder. Zach Kramer will hit second. He's the catcher. Batting third is the designated hitter, Tyler Garrity. Batting cleanup is the shortstop, Landon Baker. Hitting fifth is the third baseman, Damon Cook. Hitting sixth, the left fielder, Andrew Henry. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ryan Leager. Hitting eighth is the pitcher today, Gage Palak. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Brayden Uphouse. Dagan Venduska is on the mound for Rock Creek. And again, Palak back on the bump for Nemaha Central. He got the final out of the 8-2 victory over Rossville earlier today. Let's go and take a pregame timeout as we await for the umpires to get on the field and ready to go in this ball game. So let's take that pregame timeout. We'll have the regional championship here in Class 3A when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Rock Creek High School. We're just about set to begin this regional championship game between the Rock Creek Mustangs and the Nemaha Central Thunder. Johnny came back with you, and Nemaha Central looking to become our third local team to make it to their respective state tournament. We've got two already, the Valley Falls baseball team in 2-1A. They will head to Great Bend next week after a 5-1 win over Moramath Academy yesterday. Holton, meanwhile, the Holton softball team, they are back at state in Class 4A after they won their home regional that was actually played at Topeka yesterday afternoon. The Holton girls just one loss on the year as they head into the 4A state tournament. The Valley Falls baseball team with just two losses heading into Great Bend next week. Nemaha Central had an 8-2 win over Rossville earlier today. It was really just a dominant victory for the Thunder. I mean, they led 8-0, scored two runs in the first, two in the second, four in the fourth, and that was all they needed. Because Braden Uphouse was outstanding on the mound. He tossed 6 2/3 innings and allowed just two runs on five hits and struck out seven. Gage Pallett came on and got the final out of the ball game for the Thunder. So we got our coaches meeting at home plate, a three-man umpiring crew. Each of them have had an opportunity to call a game behind the plate. Two of the three, and now the third umpire will have his opportunity. It was a very tight strike zone this last game between Silver Lake and Rock Creek, and well, there was a huge crowd for both sides, for both both Silver Lake and Rock Creek, but it was Rock Creek who was able to get a couple of runs in the fifth inning to win 5-3. It's still a big crown for Nemaha Central and the Rock Creek Mustangs. So the Thunder have taken the field. Gage Palick is the guy on the mound for Nemaha Central. 27 1/3 innings, a 5-0 record on the year. Four upouts, 37 strikeouts compared to just 12 walks. And so the Thunder have Palick and also Landon Baker, who has not thrown yet in this tournament. So they will both be the two key guys to start on the mound for the Thunder here in this championship game. Looking at the defense for Nemaha Central, Andrew Henry's in left, Dalton Herter in center, Thomas is in right, Eamon Cook is the third baseman, Landon Baker at short, Uphouse at second, Leaguer at first, and Zach Kramer is the battery mate for Gage Pallett. So with that, we are set to go. Brooks Whaley will dig in and lead things off for the Mustangs. He will bat from the right side against the right-handed pitching Gage Pallett. There's been high energy all day long here at Rock Creek. There is fans at every point of the ballpark, in the outfields, in the parking lot, you name it. It's a big atmosphere, and here's the first offering from Braden Uphouse. First pitch fastball misses high and away. Brooks Whaley was a starting pitcher for Rock Creek against Silver Lake. He only went 3 1/3 innings and allowed three runs. He's up in the count 2-0. The Thunder play straight away in the outfield as they did against Rossville. Now the 2-0 pitch from Palick is a fastball, low and away, and it's 3-0. Whaley had a big hit against Silver Lake as well, which scored a run. And now the 3-0. Pitch from Palick is a fastball, low for ball four. Leadoff walk to Brooks Whaley, and now here's Ethan Burgess. Burgess will bat from the left side. He pulls a play card sheet out of his back pocket as his head coach parks out the signals here on this first defensive exchange for Nemaha Central. Burgess squaring to bunt from the left side. Now he pulls it back and swings and misses. Burgess did have a hit against Silver Lake earlier today. For the most part, he was held in check. Whaley, good speed over at first. They'll throw over, and he dives back head first safely. So Burgess back in from the left side. Palick toes the slab. Waits the sign. Comes set at the belt. There goes the runner and a swing and a foul off, and it's 0-2 on Burgess. So 0-2 the count on Burgess after a four-pitch walk to Brooks Whaley. Whaley was off and running with that last pitch. We'll see if he's going to hit again here on 0-2. Whaley a decent size lead at first. Palick comes set, now we'll throw over to first. Count remains 0-2 on Burgess. Nobody out, top of the first inning. Palick comes set at the belt. Not running, and a swing and a miss by Burgess. a big strikeout for Gage Palik, and now one away. Well, now here's the most dangerous hitter in this Rock Creek lineup in Mason Sturdy. Sturdy hit one of the hardest balls we saw all day against Silver Lake. He hit a ball into the left center field gap that one hopped over the fence, that hit the track and bounced over the wall for a ground rule double. He is a dangerous hitter. Now the throw down to second runner trying to steal, and in safely is Whaley with a stolen bag. Wasn't a great jump for Whaley, but he was able to slide in as Matt Kramer wasn't unable to get off a good throw. One out, a runner at second base for Mason Sturdy. Sturdy had a couple of RBI on that hit talked about earlier, that ground rule double. And now he swings the ground ball to the shortstop, Baker. He fields it and throws in time, and there are two away. So now two away for the catcher, Zach Becker. Whaley moved up to third on that ground out as well. So a runner at third, two away for Zach Becker, who had a couple of RBIs against Silver Lake. Left-handed hitter. Pitch fastball is low and away for ball one. Cook, the third baseman, is in even with the grass. Now a fastball misses low, and it's 2-0 on Becker. Two out and the 2-0. Swinging a foul back up against the screen. It's 2-1 on Zach Becker. Two outs, top of the first inning in the 2-1. Another swing and a foul off, and that'll even the count 2-2. Becker not happy with himself. He thought he missed the pitch. Fastball was left up, but all he could do was foul it off to the left side. But now 2-2 the count with two outs. Palik looking for a big strikeout to get out of the inning. And the 2-2. Another late swing. This time it's hit up the third baseline, but it'll go foul again. So the count will remain at 2-2. Whaley is the runner at third. He walked. He stole second. Went to third on the ground out by Sturdy. And again, the 2-2. Swing and a pop up. This is on the infield. Playable. The third baseman, Cook, is underneath it and calling for it, and he's got it. So that'll end the top of the first inning. Palik's able to strand a runner at third, and we'll head to the bottom of inning number one. The Thunder coming to bat when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Hill & Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Hill & Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
For award-winning service, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, your local Shelter agents.
KNZA.
Bottom of the first inning, no score. Nemo Central coming to bat for the first time against Dagan Venduska, a freshman for Rock Creek. The Lacy Lefty will get the start here in this regional championship game for the Mustangs. Dalton Herter will lead things off, followed by Zach Kramer. Tyler Garrity is the designated hitter, and if anybody gets on, Landon Baker will have an opportunity to step to the plate. Thunder offense was hot to start that game against Rossville. They had eight hits in the first couple of innings. They scored scored 4 runs in the first 2 innings, 2 in the first, 2 in the second. And everything they hit was hard. See if they can do the same thing against Rock Creek's Dagan Vandeska. So Dalton Herter will lead things off. He'll bat from the right side. He had a couple of hits against Rossville, also scored a run. And we'll shade him towards left center. So Herter will dig in. The first pitch from Vandeska is a fastball high and away for ball one. Thunder won a state championship just a couple of years ago. Now a fastball misses low to Herter. And won that. Well, where 3A State is again this year at Twin Family Stadium. And the 2-0. There's a breaking ball in for a strike 2-1 to count on Herter. Thunder with just a couple of losses this year as the 2-1 pitch is fouled back and to the right side. It is going to be playable for the right fielder, Christensen. He's underneath it. He's got it. There's one away. So one away for the catcher, Zach Kramer. He had a couple of hits against Rossville and scored a run. First pitch to Kramer. It's hit up the middle. It's fielded by the pitcher, Vandeska. They'll throw over to first base to complete the out. So quickly, 2 away, and now here's the designated hitter, Tyler Garrity. Garrity tweaked his right hamstring in that win over Rockville. He hit a ball into left center and rounded first base, went to second. But when he slid into second base, he came up hobbling on that right hamstring. He was able to stay in the game, but eventually had to be run for the later portions of that contest. Again, Garrity, the designated hitter, he's still dealing with some arm issues, so he is banged up for sure, but he is not going to come out of a game, especially this being the regional championship. Big cut of the fastball. He fouls it out, back and out of play. Garrity would be the normal shortstop for the Thunder. They were trying to see even playing catch today if he'd be able to play second base, but the arm still wasn't there. And now the 1-1. There's a breaking ball in on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Garrity. Vandeska's thrown a lot of sliders here in the early going. And he's into the windup. Here's the 1-2. There's a breaking ball. It looks like a changeup that was into the left-handed batter's box. And that'll leave the count at 2-2. And the pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air to left field, but it is going to be playable and caught by Burgess out there in left field, and that'll end the inning. So a hard hit out, and that's one complete. We'll hit inning number 2. No score between Nemaw Central and Rock Creek here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Part of the second inning, no score between Nemaw Central and Rock Creek. Johnny came back with you. Ben Wick will lead things off for the Mustangs against Gage Palak of the Thunder. Wick, right-handed batter, and the first pitch from Palak is a fastball high and away for ball one. Wick had a hit against Silver Lake earlier today. 0 from Palak is popped up, but that's going to get back and out of play. Again, Palak will start. Aiden Baker is an opportunity to come on in relief if the Thunder need it. Palak misses with a fastball away, and it's 2-1. It's really the exact situation the Thunder were hoping for, having both of these guys ready. And now a fastball misses low, and it's 3-1. Rain continuing to fall lightly here at Rock Creek. It's been pretty much falling all day, and now there's a leadoff walk to Ben Wick. So the second leadoff walk given up by Palak. He walked Brooks Whaley, stranded him at third to end the first inning, and now he walked Ben Wick to begin the second. Now there's Dawson Zinger. He had a hit against Silver Lake, squares the bump, pulls it back. Now a throw down to first. He's going to get away from the first baseman, but it's not going to be far enough as the Thunder back it up. And so Wick will stay put at first base. Zinger, a heck of a basketball player. He's one of the best players in the state in 3A. Averaged near 30 points a game. Zinger squares to bump, pulls it back, and hits a shot back up the middle. It's going to be through and into center field for a base hit. Looked like Baker was going to have a chance to pick that up and possibly turn two, but instead, the ball with the rain just skidded underneath his glove as he went to a dive to his left. So it'll be a hit. And it's first and second. Nobody out here in the second inning. Tanner Christensen now will bat. He came on in relief against Silver Lake. He pitched after Brooks Whaley started the game. He pitched the final four innings. He squares the bunt, pulls it back, takes the fastball low for ball one. Alex struggling a little bit with his command here in the second inning. Faced just four batters in the first inning after that leadoff walk, got three outs in a row. Now Christensen squares the bunt and fouls it back. So 1-1 the count on Christensen. Wick at second, Zinger at first. Squaring a bunt again. This time he'll get it down right back to the pitcher. The only play for Palak is the first, and it is going to be an out. Great job by the second baseman, Braden Uphouse, to get his foot down to complete that out. And a big first out for the Thunder. It's going to put runners at second and third with only one away. So one out, and here's Connor Richards, the designated hitter. Richards will dig in from the right side. Aubrey had an opportunity just 90 feet away. No score, top of the second inning. Palak into the windup. His first offering is a fastball a little bit. Well, actually, no, they're going to call that a strike. A pitch has been called a ball to start this game. Now it's a strike. And it's 0-1. Now a line shot back up the middle, and that is going to be a base hit. One runner will score. They're going to hold Zinger at third, but it's an RBI single for Connor Richards. And Rock Creek is going to take a 1-0 lead. Now there's Dalton Whitworth with a runner at first and third and just one away. So Zach Kramer will come out in front of home plate and give his defense a signal. And a infield playing a double play depth. The third baseman Cook is playing even with the bag. Palak, quick throw over, but back safely is Richards. Dalton Whitworth, we did not see him in the first game. Let's go, and he squares the buck and takes the fastball high. So Rock Creek looking to put something in motion here in this top of the second inning. They've already got one runner crossed, two hits. And Richards the runner at first, not great speed, but squaring the bunt and getting it to the right side. And now throwing home, and it's going to be tagged. And oh, he's safe. Zinger got underneath the tag of Kramer. The throw beat him, but Zinger split underneath the tag. And it is 2-0 Rock Creek. So it is 2-0 Rock Creek. And now runners at first and second for the top of the order. Two runs on two hits in this inning for the Mustangs. One out. First and second, Pallett comes set. First pitch to Whaley is a fastball low and away. Whaley walked, stole a base in the first inning, was stranded at third base when the inning came to a close. So going to come through here for the Mustangs, who already have plated two runs. Now a breaking ball misses low and away, and it's 2-0. Thunder continue to play straight away in the outfield. And the 2-0 is a fastball low and inside. Pallick is already up to 32 pitches and just an inning and a third. Here's the 3-0. Fastball takes the outside corner for a strike. Pallick looks like he's lost some of the velocity that he had when he threw in that last inning against Rossville. A 3-1 is bounced in. It'll be ball four. So Whaley will walk, and that will load the bases. It'll be Ethan Burgess, who was a strikeout victim in his first at-bat. First before that, head coach Terry Stevie is going to come out and have a quick chat on the mound with Gage Pallick. I talked to Coach Stevie earlier before this game, and I asked if he was going to go to Baker or Pallick, and he said, well, we're going to go with Pallick because we really like what we saw against Rossville in that final out. I know it's hard to tell from a final out, but the way that Pallick was throwing, he was really bringing it, but it doesn't seem like he's got near the velocity that he had in that outing. Now, I don't know if that's the layoff that the Thunder have had since they played that game, or the fact that now that he's the starting pitcher, he knows his arm has to hold out for several innings. Nonetheless, he's going to stay on the mound and still a chance to get out of this inning. He just needs a big ground ball or a strikeout. One out. Top of the second inning, two runs across. Bases loaded. First pitch to Burgess is fouled back out of play. Burgess struck out on three pitches in his first at-bat. And the 0-1. Another foul off. Now 0-2, and Pallick has a chance to get a big strikeout. Richards the runner at third, Whitworth at second, Whaley at first. And again, the 0-2. Another foul off. Bird is a left-handed hitter. Just continues to foul off pitches. Everything has been away. He's not gotten anything in on his hands yet. This is where Zach Kramer's got to come up big from his catcher spot. 0-2. Another foul off. This one is going to go into foul territory but get it out of play. Three consecutive foul offs, and it's still 0-2. Landon Baker tried to run after that baseball, so they got to wait for him to trot back to his position. The base is loaded, one out. Top of the second inning, two runs across already for the Mustangs. Again, the 0-2. There's a breaking ball that slips out of the hand of Pallick. And he goes high for ball one. Working quickly, the 1-2. Fastball low, 2-2. So a good plate appearance already for Burgess. Now he's just trying to put the ball in play and pick up an RBI. Bases loaded, one away. The 2-2. Fastball low. Now 3-2 on Burgess with the dangerous Mason Sturdy on deck. Alec into the windup. Here's the payoff. Foul off again. This will be pitch number 9 of this at bat coming up. Bird is just fouling off everything. Again, the payoff. Bouncing ball hit to the right side. There's only going to be one play. It's the first base, and Uphouse collects it and throws to first, but it's an RBI ground out for Ethan Burgess as Richards come down from third to score, and it's now 3-0 Rock Creek. So 4-3 on the foot out with an RBI attached for Burgess. And now two outs and runners at second and third for Mason Sturdy. First pitch from Palak is a fastball that's popped up on the infield. It is playable for the pitcher. He's got it. And Palak records the final out, but not before Rock Creek plates three. We'll go to the bottom of inning number two. It's 3-0. The Mustangs in front on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door, from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories: Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the second inning, 3-0 Rock Creek. Nemaul Central coming to back. 4-5-6, Landon Baker will lead things off. Followed by Damon Cook, Andrew Henry, and Ryan Leager.
Number 27, Landon Baker.
So Baker will dig in. He had a hit in RBI against Rossville. He bats from the right side. First pitch from Vindufka as they change up, blowing away for ball one. Thunder went in order in the first inning. Swinging a foul off by Baker here, and it's 1-1. Tyler Garrity hit a ball hard in the first inning, but that was the only strong contact that the Thunder made. Only took 10 pitches for Vendusca to get through that first inning, and now Baker pops the ball up in the shallow center. Giving chase is Whaley, and he's going to call for it, and he's got it for out number one. So one away, and now here's Damon Cook. Cook, the third baseman for the Thunder. Cook walked twice, out of sac fly RBI against Rossville. First pitch from Brandesca is a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. And the 0-1. Another fastball right on the outside edge. Nothing you can do with that. It's 0-2. Good placement by Vinduska. And the 0-2. Breaking ball low and away. Good spot by Vinduska, but Cook lays off. Rock Creek plays straight up in the outfield on Cook. Here's the 1-2. Fastball was high and away that Cook swings at and got a piece of it and fouls it out of play. Thunder had 10 hits against Rossville, scored 8 runs. And now another swing and a ball that was high and away, and that time Cook swung and lost the bat out of his hands again. It's continuing to be a kind of a misting drizzle of a rain. And now they're going to bring a towel out for Cook to try to wipe his batting gloves off. This might be one of those days where no batting gloves would be the go-to thing to do, but obviously, you know, baseball players have superstitions, and when you're used to wearing batting gloves, it's hard not to do it. One out, one and two the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball high. Only 19 pitches to this point for Mendoza. Now he brings the 2-2. Bouncing ball into the shortstop, Sturdy. Filled it on a big hop. He'll throw in plenty of time, and there is two away. So two outs. Base is empty for Andrew Henry. Henry started at second base against Rossville, then moved to left when they made the pitching change to Palak. They're going to get something started here for the Thunder with two away. Pass ball way inside. Henry jumps out of the way, and it's 1-0. Wicks, the third baseman, is going to play in even with the bag here against Henry, who is a threat to lay down a bunt. There's a breaking ball that's left outside, and it's 2-0. Is not necessarily a quick worker, but he's back into the windup now. The 2-0. The breaking ball in there on the outside corner for strike one. 2-1 the count on Henry. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. Rock Creek leads 3-0. And the 2-1. Swing and a foul off by Henry. It goes over the first base dugout. Now 2-2. Henry looking to battle now with two strikes against him. Here's the 2-2. Fastball low, now 3-2. Thunder's still looking for their first hit of this game as well, albeit just ended through an inning and two-thirds, and now the payoff. Line shot to the right side. It's going to get down for a base hit. It'll roll up the first base line. Henry going to try for two. The relay throw is not in time. And it's a double for Andrew Henry. Was not the most graceful of slides by Henry, but he dives in safely. So he's in scoring position with two away for the first baseman, Ryan Leaguer. Leaguer had a hit, a walk, an RBI, and a run scored against Rossville. Hey, guys. Guys. So here's Ryan Leaguer with two away and a runner at second base. He'll swing at the first pitch and foul it back to the screen. So Henry picks up Nemo Central's first hit of the day. Now he's hoping for a big hit from Ryan Leaguer. Duska comes set at the belt. Waits, and the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. So Alvin Duska looking for a big strikeout to try to strand a runner in scoring position. Leaguer looking to come through big for the Thunder. The 0-2. Fastball bounced in, but blocked by Becker, the catcher. He keeps it in front. And no advancement by Henry. Every pitch to this point has been a battle for both sides, and you obviously tell that it is a regional championship game. Maduska comes set, waits, waits again, and now the 1-2. Fastball again is stopped by Becker, and the count is now 2-2. Leaguer battling from 0-2 to 2-2. He's not chased anything low yet in this at bat. Looking to pick up a big hit and put the Thunder on the board. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a foul off. So Leaguer stays alive at 2-2. If anything, the Thunder are taxing the pitch count for Vendesca. He only had 10 pitches in the first inning. He's up to 31 now for the game. Henry, the runner, at second, and now Leaguer's going to ask for time and step out. And now Leaguer digs back in. Right-handed batter against the lefty, Vendesca. There goes the runner. The 2-2 is bounced to the right side, but it's going to be foul past first base. So with two strikes, Henry was in motion, but with a foul ball, he'll have to go back to second base. So the count remains 2-2. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Rock Creek leads 3-0. Duska waits at the belt. Pickoff attempt. Throw to second base is not in time. Sliding back head first safely is Henry. Second baseman Whitworth was charging over to second base covering. Count remains 2-2 on Leaguer. Two outs. Vendesca gets the sign. Looks back at second. Now a second time. And the 2-2. Again, a foul off to the right side. A good battle right now between Vendesca and Leaguer. This will be pitch number 8 of the at-bat coming up. Ball was stayed inside the fence. They got to wait for someone to pick it up. Now 2-2 again. See if Vendesca gives Leaguer anything on this two-strike pitch. Here it is. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Down goes Leaguer. A big strikeout for Vendesca. He wins the battle. And that'll be the end of the second inning of play. Two complete. It's 3-0 Rock Creek. We'll be back on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're Carquest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs. Cars, trucks, and tractors. All hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your Carquest store.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the third inning of play, 3-0 Rock Creek. The Mustangs with three runs on two hits. And here's Zach Becker to lead things off. Becker popped up to the third baseman his first time up. First pitch from Gage Palak is a fastball high for ball one. Now the 1-0. Swing and a foul off to the left side, but that's going to get out of play. Palak struggled in the second inning, gave up a couple of hits, walked two. And now a swing and a pop-up on the infield. Actually, it's going to get into shallow left center field, giving chase as the center fielder Herter, and he will make the play. So 1-0. Now here's Ben Wick. He started off the three-run second inning. He walked, came around to score on an RBI single from Connor Richards. Now the first pitch from H. Palak is a fastball high for ball one. Malik back into the windup. He pours in a fastball that catches the black on the outside. And evens the count out 1-1.
Let's go, Ben.
49 pitches is number 50 for Palik, and it's a fastball that just misses off the plate on the outside edge. And it's 2-1. So Palik over 50 pitches in just the start of the third inning. There's a foul off. It's going to be just backing out of play. And the count is 2-2. Wick digs back in, calls for time. Now he's ready, and the 2-2 is a fastball high. That'll move the count full. One out, top of the third inning, 3-0 Rock Creek. Palik works quickly in the payoff. Fastball line back up the middle, that's a base hit. So Wick is on for the second time. He'll be at first with one away. So a solid single by Wick, and now here's Dawson Zinger. He had to hit his first at bat, a single, and scored a run. So that'll put Wick at first with one away. Zinger squared around a bunt. He'll pull it back, and he'll swing and foul a ball off and out of play to the right side. Mustangs, three runs on two hits. They're taxing the pitch count for Gage Palik today. Now a throw over to first, diving back safely is Wick. So Zinger will dig back in. One out, 0-1 the count. Fastball misses inside, nearly clips the left side of Zinger, but he dips out of the way and it's 1-1. Now the umpire is going to call time as the rhythm was kind of thrown off a little bit, but the 1-1. Bouncing ball into the shortstop, Baker, a chance for two. Second for one. Throw to first. It is not in time. And they'll get the force out at second base. So fielder's choice, 6-4. Two away now for Tanner Christensen with a runner at first base. So now two outs. Here's Tanner Christensen. He laid down a sacrifice bunt in the second inning. And there's a swing and a miss on a fastball. So Zinger is the runner at first, two away, 3-0 Rock Creek. Palik has really had to work. He's coming up on 60 pitches. And he's just through 2 2/3 innings. There's a swing and a high fly ball into center field. Herder's underneath it. He'll make the play, and that'll end the inning. So that'll end the top of the third inning of play. Rock Creek strands one. What at the bottom of the inning? It's 3-0. The Mustangs lead on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the third inning, 3-0 Rock Creek leading Nemaha Central here in the regional championship game of Class 3A. We're in Rock Creek High School. Dagan Vanduska still on the mound for the Mustangs. Gage Palak will lead things off for Nemaha Central. Palak is the pitcher today for the Thunder. He had a hit, an RBI against Rossville. 2-0 the count. Thunder looking to get something going. They've got just one hit through the first two innings. That came on a double by Andrew Henry. Now the 2-0, it's a bouncing ball to the right side, playable for the first baseman Singer. He'll step on the bag himself, and there's one away. So now one away, and here is the nine-hole hitter and the second baseman, Braden Uphouse. Mentioned Uphouse through 6 2/3 innings against Rossville, allowed two runs on five hits, struck out seven. And he looks at a first pitch curveball here. Vanduska has just been all around the plate so far here through 2 1/3 innings. Now a breaking ball left high, and I'll even the count 1-1. Rock Creek in a shade. Up pass towards left center with Whaley in center. Here's the 1-1. That's a breaking ball that gets away from Becker and goes back to the screen. It's 2-1. Thunder had so much success early on against Rossville. They played two runs in the first, two in the second in that 8-2 victory. Now the 2-1 is a breaking ball left outside, and that's 3-1 with Dalton Herter on deck. This would be big for the Thunder, trying to get the leadoff man on and flip things over back to the top of the order. Vanduska to the windup, 3-1. Hit to the right side, but it'll be played by the first baseman Zinger. He'll step on the bag himself. And for the second play, straight play, that's three unassisted, and there's two away. The two outs to the top of the order. Here's Dalton Herter for the second time. He flew out to right field to begin the bottom of inning number one. And he digs back in for the second time. Does get the windup. His first offering is a breaking ball. Catches the outside corner for a strike one. Thunder again with just one hit so far against Vanduska, who's been great. A lefty back into the windup. The 0-1 is left high and away. Vanduska is definitely not the fastest of workers by any means. He is methodical. And now he misses the ball low, and it's 2-1 on Herter. I haven't talked about it quite yet, but what a beautiful complex it is here at Rock Creek High School. A turf field, infield and outfield, turf everywhere. They're currently still in the process of building a nice concession stand with some bathrooms. And now a breaking ball misses low and away, and it's 3-1 on her. We've had to deal with the elements all day. We started right behind home plate up against the wall. We had to mix up and back up and now get the umbrella out most of the day. The rain continues to fall. There's a fastball for a strike, and it's 3-2 on her. Two outs and the 3-2. Fastball low and away, ball four. Vanduska is running off the mound. He thought that was strike three. That is not going to please the home plate umpire. A decent pitch. Looked like more of a changeup than a fastball. If it was a fastball, with a two-seamer that had tailing action, but it tailed away and off the plate. So the walk to Dalton Herter, and now here's Zach Kramer. Kramer hit a bouncing ball back to Vanduska, his first at bat. There's a fastball down the middle for strike one. Kramer, the left-handed hitter. Herter with good speed on at first base. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Kramer, but he came up empty. Now 0-2 the count. Two outs. And Herter gets his lead off of first. Mendusky gets the sign, comes set at the waist. Waits. Looks over at first in the 0-2. Bouncing ball. It's blocked by a catcher, Becker. He's been a wall so far for the Mustangs. And the count now 1-2 on Kramer. Duska again waits. A decent lead at first for Herter. Not running in the 1-2 is skied into center field. Playable, though, for Whaley. And now he kind of misjudged it. I don't think he really saw it right off the bat. The sky kind of in a weird color right now. But he makes the play, and that will end the inning. So we've played three complete. We'll head to the fourth. It's 3-0 Rock Creek on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get home, auto, farm, business, life, and retirement insurance all from one agency? Well, that's where SBS Insurance Agency comes in. We can help protect what is important to you. So why not simplify your life? Hi, this is Michaela Scholiant. Visit your local SBS Insurance Agency in Northeast Kansas or Southeast Nebraska. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
I'm in True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth inning, 3-0 lead for Rock Creek. And the Mustangs will have 8-9-1. Richards, Wentworth, and then back at the top of the order. Connor Richards will lead things off. He had an RBI single in the second inning. He eventually came around to score on the RBI ground out by Ethan Burgess. First pitch from Gage Palak. Misses away. Palak will throw pitch number 60 on this next offering. And it's a foul off to the right side and out of play. Palak has been taxed. He's had to work hard through the first three innings. He gave up three runs in the second inning. Other than that, he hasn't been terrible. His command has got away from him a couple of times. But he's up in the count 1-2 on Connor Richards. And there's a called strike 3 on the outside corner. Down goes Richards. That is strikeout number 2 for Gage Palak. And there's quickly one away. Now here's Dalton Wentworth. He bats for the second time. He reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning. First pitch from Palak is a high fastball that Wentworth swings and misses at. Mustangs, three runs on three hits. And another swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. This is a little bit different from Gage Palak in this inning. Talked about that velocity he had against Rossville in that final out. He seemed to all of a sudden found there's a quick pitch, and he fouled straight back. First time we've seen that. Very quick pitch, and now Wentworth is going to put his hand back, ask for time. He's granted it. The 0-2. Fastball high. A little bit of a Johnny Cueto shimmy at the top of his windup. And the 1-2. Swing and a pop up to the left side. It's going to be playable for the left fielder, Henry. It's going to be the center fielder, Herter, who will take charge in left center field and make the grab for out number 2. So now back to the top of the order. Here's Brooks Whaley. He has walked twice today. He was stranded at third base in the first inning. And now he bats with nobody on and two away in the top of the fourth. 3-0 lead for Rock Creek. Gage Palak has gone the distance to this point for the Thunder. That ball misses low and away. Ballack quickly back into the lineup, up the 1-0. Fastball misses low. Zach Kramer has been holding the last two pitches for home plate umpire, trying to get the call. He hasn't gotten either of them. And the 2-0. It's a fastball that misses a little bit high and away, and now 3-0 on Whaley. Ballack does not want to walk. Whaley with two outs and the base is empty. See if he pours in a fastball here, and he does. It's a strike on the outside corner. Now Ballack looking to battle back into the count. He's over 70 pitches for the afternoon. 3-1. Fastball paints the outside corner, and it's now full 3-2. Whaley took off towards first base, thinking it was ball four, but he'll have to stay put. And now a big payoff pitch coming up for Gage Ballack. Working quickly, 3-2, popped up on the infield. Playable for the pitcher, Ballack. He's calling for it, he's got it, and that'll end the inning. So from 3-0, Ballack works back, gets the pop-up. And we will head to the bottom, inning number four. It's 3-0 Rock Creek on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's in Marysville, and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickaper, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickaper and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickaper and Bussing, where quality begins.
May is Mental Health Month. Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and mental illnesses are common and treatable. So much of what we do physically impacts us mentally. It's important to pay attention to both your mental and physical health. If you're struggling with your mental health and want help finding the tools and resources to make you feel better, please call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 and schedule an appointment with your primary care physician today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0 Rock Creek leading Nemaha Central. The Thunder will have the heart of their order coming up. 3-4-5 of Garrity, Baker, Cook, and if anybody gets on, Andrew Henry will bat. So here's Tyler Garrity to lead off against Dagan Vandeska, who's been great so far. He's given up just one hit and two base runners. First pitch to Garrity, he fouls off to the right side now to play. Thunder with no runs on one hit. Rock Creek three runs on three hits, and either team has committed an error. Mustangs got all three of their runs in the second inning. Thunder got a double by Andrew Henry in the second, and then a walk by Dalton Herter in the third, and that's the only two base runners they have gotten today. So 1-1 the count. Vandeska up to 55 pitches now on the day. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball left outside, and it's 2-1. I don't know who exactly that Rock Creek else has left to pitch. They threw probably their top two guys just to beat Silver Lake earlier. So it's probably Vandeska's game. And there's a line shot in the left center field, but it's going to stay up for the center fielder, Whaley. And he'll make the grab. So another hard hit out for the Thunder. They've had a few of those. And actually, both of them from Tyler Garrity lined up on the left field, and now there's a line shot to left center, but both were recorded as out. So now here's Landon Baker. And Baker flew out to Whaley in center field, his first at bat. Digs in from the right side against the lefty Vandeska. First pitch is a fastball inside for ball one. Shading towards left center is Whaley in center. The 1-0. Bouncing ball hit back up the middle. It's going to be a tough play for the second baseman, Whitworth. He fields it on a hop. His throw is not in time. So Baker beats out the infield single. Rock Creek's faithful not happy about that. But good hustle by Baker. So he's on with an infield single. Now Ross Reeks, head coach, wants to come over and have a quick chat with the first base umpire. So they'll have a quick chat. It was a very close play from my vantage point. It did look like Whitworth made the throw in time, but it's a bang-bang play, and obviously the umpire is the closest guy to the play. And so Baker will be on with one away. And now here's Damon Cook. Looking the Thunder try to rally here in the fourth inning, down 3-0. Damon Cook grounded out to the shortstop, Sturdy, his first at bat. We'll see if the Thunder try to put anything in motion here with one away and down 3-0. Baker, decent speed at first. Not a big lead against the lefty, and the first pitch is a fastball outside for ball one. Testy, testy waters here in this championship game. Both fan bases are off on every single pitch. The 1-0. Breaking ball just misses low and inside, and it's 2-0 on Cook. So Baker, just the second hit for the Thunder. It's another short lead off of first. Wendusky, the lefty, gives him a look, and now will throw over. Dive back easily is Baker. Landon signed to Highlands Community College next year. Well, he will continue his baseball career. And the 2-0 to Cook. Fastball on the outside edge for strike one. Baker, one of the two college baseball signees for the Thunder. Tyler Garrity, the other. He is signed to go to KU. And here's the 2-1 to Cook. Instead, before that, we'll have a throw over, and back easily is Baker. Hey. 61 pitches now for Venduska. He only had 10 after the first inning, but he got taxed a little bit in the third inning. Another short lead for Baker, and another throw over, and he's back easily. So Venduska has thrown over three times, but Baker has got back easily all three times. And just as I mentioned, you know, with only one out and down 3-0, this would be a prime opportunity for the Thunder to try to put something in motion. Not running. A late swing by Cook. He fouls it off to the right side, and that'll even the count at 2-2. So 2-2 the count on Cook. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. 3-0 lead for Rock Creek. Baker, another short lead over at first. Duska comes set. The 2-2 is lined back up the middle. That's a base hit. Baker will round second. He will stop there. And it's a hard hit single for Damon Cook. Back-to-back hits for the Thunder. And they've got first and second with one away. And now here's Andrew Henry, who already has a double today. Henry hit that double in the second inning on a ball to right field. Well, was a hustle double. So now first and second, one away. A possible even one opportunity here for Andrew Henry. Three not butting. It's a breaking ball that misses outside. Baker, the runner at second. He had an infield single. Cook, the runner at first. He just hit about hot shot to center field. Dusko awaits the sign. Now comes set at the belt. To look over at first. And the 1-0. Fastball low. So the first real threat that the Thunder have had, that double by Henry put him at second base in the second, but after that a strikeout into the inning. But right now, first and second, one away. And a 2-0 count on Andrew Henry. Venduska brings the 2-0. Bouncing ball hit to the left side. The ball is going to roll foul as Henry had the bat fly out of his hands near the shortstop position. And he's going to ditch the batting gloves and get the towel. And now we'll come back with a count 2-1 against him. So now Andrew Henry will dig back in. 1 out, 2-1 the count. So Baker at second, Cook at first. Henry looking to come through here for the Thunder. Vanduska comes set. Takes a look back at second. And now time is called. Henry back in. This will be pitch number 68 coming for Vanduska. Baker dancing around out at second base. Now fastball misses low and away. And it is 3-2. Home plate umpire does say 3-2. I think everybody else thought it was 3-1, but yeah, 3-2 the count on Henry. One out, first and second. Now Vanduska is going to come set, and Coach Terry Stevie is going to, I guess, the home plate umpire. I wanted to make sure the count is 3-2, and all three umpires do say 3-2. The next to back, now it's 3-1. So 3-1 is the count. That's what I had on my sheet. The scoreboard said 3-2, and at first the umpire said 3-2. So 3-1 is the count against Andrew Henry. Here's a 3-1. Shot into right center field. It's going to stay up for the right fielder, Christensen. He's underneath it. He's got it. Tagging it. Second is Baker. He will not advance. Good job by Christensen to get the ball in play. We're back into the infield, and there are two outs. So now it's going to be up to Ryan Leaguer. He struck out his first at bat. So first and second, two away, and Leaguer is asked upon to be the hero. Baker the runner at second, Cook at first, both singled. Vanduska takes his time. The first pitch is a breaking ball way outside for ball one. Thunder have really made Vanduska work the last couple of innings. He's now up to 70 pitches. He is through 3 2/3 innings. Here's the 1-0. Fastball low. Looks like the skies behind us are trying to weaken up a little bit as the rain kind of continues to mist here at Rock Creek High School. Duskett comes set, waits, and the 2-0. There's a hot shot to right field. That's down for a base hit. That's going to roll all the way to the wall. Two runs are going to score. Leaguer around first base. He's going to round second. He'll stop there. The relay throw is not in time. It's a two-run, two RBI double for Ryan Leaguer. And the Thunder are on the board. It's 3-2. That is exactly what the Thunder needed. As Leaguer comes through with the big hit that the Thunder needed. So that'll put Leaguer at second base for Gage Palik with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So now the Thunder with four hits in the game. All of them have come here in the last couple of innings. Palik waits. He hits the ball down the right field line, but this one is going to slice foul. So it's 0-1. What a big hit, though, from Ryan Leaguer. That was exactly what the doctor ordered for Nemo Hall Central. Vanduska gets the sign. Out comes set at the belt. Waits. The 0-1. Hit to the right side, but it's going to get back, foul, and out of play. And we now have a rainbow that has popped out in right field. That makes a pretty setting here for this regional championship game. Big pitch coming up, though, from Dagan Ventuska. Two outs, runner at second base. Two runs across for the Thunder. The 0-2 to Palik. Breaking ball popped up on the infield. The first baseman Zinger giving chase toward the Thunder dugout. He's underneath it. He's got it. And that will end the inning. But not before the Thunder play two. And we have played four complete. It's 3-2, Rock Creek in front on the MIT Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
KNZA.
Start of the fifth inning, it's now a 3-2 game as Nemaul Central played two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. So now 3-2 the score as we start the fifth. Rock Creek will have 2-3-4, Burgess, Sturdy, and Becker, the three scheduled hitters. H. Palik still out there on the mound. He is up to 74 pitches on the day, and the first pitch fastball catches the inside corner for strike one. Burgess has a strikeout, and he also has an RBI groundout in this contest. Now fastball misses low and inside, and it's 1-1. And we're back after those technical difficulties. Shot in the left field by Mason Sturdy with one away for Rock Creek. He's going to round first base, now around second base. He's going to try for three. Here's the relay throw. It is nine. And that is a one-out triple for Mason Sturdy. Now Mason Sturdy will be at third base with one away. An RBI opportunity now for Zach Becker. So apologize about those technical difficulties, but we're back. And a home plate umpire just came out and said something to Thunder. I don't know what he said. But one out. Owen won the count on Zach Becker. He has popped up and flown out to center field. fly ball to center field would be an RBI right here. Alec in the windup is 0-1. It's popped up to the left side, and Cook, the third baseman, just going to let it go. Cook just made a really good play at third base when he went off the air there for just a second. A ball in foul territory. He went racing over towards the fence and was able to make the grab. That was against Ethan Burgess. Alley 0-2. Pop up. Cook again is going to let it fall out of play. The count remains 0-2. So Sturdy stands at third base. He was the fourth hit of the game for Rock Creek. Again, the 0-2. Becker swings, gets a piece of it, stays alive, fouls it back. It remains 0-2. 3-2 our score. Rock Creek leads. Mustangs looking to get a run back after the Thunder just plated two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Alec waits, takes his time, and now calling time is Becker. Becker didn't want to wait. Calls time. He'll step out, readjust his batting gloves, and digs back in. Now breaking ball left way high and outside. Slips out of the hands of Palak. And it's 1-2. This will be pitch number 6 of this at-bat coming with Ben Wick on deck. 1-2. Fastball high. From 0-2 to 2-2. And Palak is now over 85 pitches for the game. And the 2-2. Hot shot into left center field. It is deep, and it is going to be dropped out for a hit. Sturdy comes around third. He scores. It's an RBI double for Zach Becker. And the Mustangs now lead 4-2. So Sturdy comes down from third to score. And with one out, there's still a runner at second base for the Mustangs. And now Coach Steve is going to come out of the Nemaul Central dugout. It might be close to the end for Gage Palak. And that is, Landon Baker is going to come on the mound. The pitching change for the Thunder will take it with them. One out in the top of the fifth inning. Rock Creek leading 4-2. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Reitz today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Add a Larson storm door to your home and you'll have new options for making your home more comfortable. And you can find Larson storm doors at Southern Building Supply in Seneca. The Larson storm door improves energy efficiency of the entryway by up to 80%, reduces maintenance needs, and helps the entry door perform better. Larson storm doors are available in styles and ventilating options to make your home more comfortable and protect your entry door with an additional layer of security. Find out more about Larson storm doors at Southern Building Supply in Seneca.
KNZA.
Pitching change for the Thunder. Landon Baker now on the mound for Nemaul Central. Andrew Henry will come in. He will play third base. Take that back. He's going to be on the infield. See if he moves to short. I think he's going to go to short. And Gage Palak will go out to left field. So 4-2 our score. Rock Creek leads. And they have a runner at second base with only one away. As they've plated one run already here in this fifth inning. Rock Creek led 3-2. After plating three runs in the second inning, Thunder got two runs in the bottom of the fourth. But Rock Creek has responded with one run so far here in the fifth. So Landon Baker on the mound. Ben Wicks up to the plate. He looks at a first pitch fastball on the outside edge for strike one. Wick has been on base twice already. He has walked, singled, and scored a run. He'll swing and hit a fly ball into center field. Herter is underneath it, not tagging. Is Becker out at second base. And there are two away. So Herter handles the pop-up. And now here's Dawson Zinger with two away. He has single, reached on the fielder's choice, and scored a run. Rock Creek, four runs, four hits. The Thunder, two runs, four hits. No errors by either side. Baker comes set, gives a look back at second. And a fastball misses a little bit high. So Baker is looking to keep the Thunder within striking distance. And there's a swing and a foul off to the right side. That'll get out of play, and it's 1-1. Two outs, 1-1 the count on Ben Wick. Mason Sturdy tripled with one away. And Zach Becker had an RBI double. There's a fastball that just misses off the plate, and it's 2-1. Baker's first appearance in this tournament. He's one of the aces for the Thunder. Kind of a sidearm delivery. Here's a pop-up to right field. Thomas is underneath it. He's got it. That'll end the inning. But Rock Creek plates one, and at the end of 4.5, it's 4-2. Rock Creek leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Local decision-making, quick responses on questions, personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-2 our score. Nemohol Central will have 9-1-2 coming up. Braden Uphouse, Dalton Herter, and Zach Kramer. Thunder just had their best inning, playing two runs in the fourth inning. And it's still Dagan Vandeska out there on the mound for Rock Creek. A freshman lefty flips in a curveball for strike one against Braden Uphouse, who grounded to the first baseman his last time up. There's the 0-1. Breaking ball again that just misses off the edge. 1-1 the count. And 1-1. Swing and a foul back by Uphouse. He's now down in the count, 1-2. Thunder with four hits today. They scored two runs. Most of the three of those hits came just an inning ago. Late swing by Uphouse, but he gets the piece, stays alive, fouls it off and out of play. So Vendeska and Uphouse continuing to battle here to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. Vendeska shakes off the sign. Now he's got the one he wants. Here's the 1-2. Hot shot to the right side. Well, that'll squeak it. Foul past the bag. That'll keep the count at 1-2. Now our on-plate umpire is asking someone from the Thunder dugout to go down and get that ball that stayed in play. in the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball that bounces in and gets all the way a bit to the backstop. It's 2-2 now on up out. This will be number 7 of the sit-back coming up to Braden Uphouse. Esco waits, and here's the pitch. In there, cold shot, 3 on the outside corner. That is strikeout just number 2 for Vendusca, but a big one to begin the bottom of the 5th inning. But now the Thunder go back to the top of the order. So Dalton Herter will dig back in. He is flown out to right field and walked. The first pitch is a fastball high for ball 1. Vendusca has been a slow, methodical worker as he comes up on pitch number 83 of his night. There's a breaking ball in on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. But it's not a bad thing. Vendusca's working slow like that. It's just the way he works. Very methodical, and his 1-1 is a bouncing ball in. And it's 2-1. 4-2, Rock Creek leads, bottom of the 5th inning. One out in the 1-1. High pop up to center field. Whaley's underneath it. He didn't see it at first. Now he comes in and makes the catch. And there's 2 away. 2 outs, and now the Thunder look to rally on 2 as Zach Kramer digging in for the 3rd time. Kramer is grounded to first, grounded back to the pitcher, and flown out to center field. So Kramer digs in from the left side, looking to get a rally going with 2 outs. He'll swing at the first pitch, pop it to the left side. It'll be in a shallow left center field. It's going to be a really tough play, but it's the center fielder, Whaley, who will give chase and make the play in left center field for the final out of the inning. So 1-2-3 go the Thunder in the bottom of the 5th. We'll head to the 6th inning. It's 4-2. Rock Creek leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too. At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For a free insurance review, visit local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the 6th, 4-2 Rock Creek lead. Mustangs will have 7-8-9. Christensen, Richards, Whitworth. Anybody gets on back to the top of the order. And if Baker's still out there for Nemaha Central, he came on in relief in the 5th inning. So here's Tanner Christensen batting for the 3rd time to lead off. He'll swing at a hot shot to 3rd base. It's picked up by Cook. He'll throw low, and it is going to be scooped up by his first baseman, Leaguer. What a really good play by the first baseman. Cook didn't look graceful making that play, but nonetheless, he made it. He made the stop and just got the ball over to first base on a long hop. His first baseman, Leaguer, was able to scoop it out. So one pitch, one out. Here's Connor Richards now. He has singled in a run, scored, and struck out looking. First pitch is a fastball that goes behind the head of Richards. Now fastball high, and it's 2-0. Rock Creek, 4 runs on 5 hits. under, two runs on four. There's a fastball at the top of the zone on the outside for a strike, and it's 2-1. Baker works quickly, the 2-1. Bouncing ball to the right side, but that's going to get fouled past the bag at first. Baker got that ball in on the hands of Richards, and all he could do was slap it foul. Now two strikes against Richards. Baker was trying to work quickly, but Richards called for time. He was granted by the home plate umpire, so now everybody reset. One out, and the 2-2 pitch from Baker. Swing and a miss. Down goes Richards. That's the first strikeout for Landon Baker, and there are quickly two away. Now two outs, so the base is empty. Here's Dalton Whitworth. He reached on a fielder's choice in the second, flew out to center in the fourth. It's the first time he is facing Landon Baker. He'll swing it off, shot to right center field. That's down for a base hit. Thomas, the right fielder, giving chase. He'll cut it off and hold Whitworth to just a single. But that is big because now it flips back over to the top of the order. Here's Brooks Whaley for the third time. He has walked twice and popped up to the pitcher. First time he is facing Landon Baker. Whitworth, a little bit of a chance to steal a bag, so you got to keep an eye on him at first. Two outs on the top of the sixth inning, Rock Creek leading 4-2. Baker gets a look over at first. Go looking over, and now he comes set. First pitch is a fastball low and away. Every pitch now becoming that much enlarged and that much bigger the entire moment. Starting to become big. And now Whaley will take time, digs back in. 1-0 pitch. There goes the runner, swinging a foul off and out of play. Whaley not happy with himself. He thought he missed a pitch there that he should have handled. Instead, he just fouled it off to the right side. So Whitworth was off and running with that pitch. We'll see if he goes again here on 1-1. Baker got two quick outs, then he just gave up the single to Whitworth. Not a big lead over at first for Whitworth. Baker gives a check. Here's the 1-1. Out running, a fastball misses just outside. And that's now 2-1. Whaley again going to look over to his third base coach. He pulls a chart out of his back pocket, sees what his head coach gave him the signal for. Now he digs back in. Baker comes set, the 2-1. Bouncing ball to third. It's going to be through for a base hit. Rounding second base is Whitworth. He's going to try to go to third. Here's the relay throw. It is not in time. And the ball gets away from Cook to third base, and the backing up the play is Baker. And moving to second on the throw is Whaley. I will put down as a double for Whaley. So now runners at second and third, and two outs for Ethan Burgess. If you're Landon Baker, this is the guy you have to get. You do not want to face Mason Sturdy with guys on the base path. Burgess digs in from the left side. He is 0 for 3. A strikeout, an RBI ground out, and a pop up. First pitch fastball from Baker just misses off the outside of the plate. The Thunder faithful starting to get upset because that was a decent pitch. Even Zach Kramer, the catcher, turns around and says, where'd that pitch miss? Baker kind of throws a two-seamer that rides away. Maybe that's what caused it. Now he misses again just off the plate, and it's 2-0. Baker gets the sign, comes set. Here's the 2-0. Fastball in on the hands that Burgess fouls back. And if you're Baker, you just got to come right after Burgess. Not saying that Burgess isn't a hitting threat. He's put a couple of hard balls out there today. But you'll take the chances and not with Mason Sturdy. There's another foul off by Burgess, and it's 2-2. But now Baker is one strike away from getting out of this and keeping the Thunder within striking distance. A base hit here could be a big dagger. Baker gets the sign. Comes set at the waist. The 2-2. Burgess thought about swinging. He holds up, and now it's full 3-2 with Mason Sturdy on deck. Burgess gets right up on the plate. Baker gets the sign. Takes a look over at third base. Now the payoff. High ball four. So Burgess works the walk. And now Landon Baker is going to have to face the dangerous Mason Sturdy. Sturdy tripled and scored his last at bat. He hit one of the hardest balls we've seen hit all day. Earlier today against Silver Lake, and a shot that probably went 360 feet to left center field and one hop the fence. This is what you dream about, a big matchup. Bases loaded, two out, top of the sixth inning, 4-2 our score. First pitch to Sturdy, a fastball that paints the outside corner for strike one. Big first strike. Sturdy not happy about it. He steps out, readjusts himself, now digs back in. Hill one. Another fastball right on the outside black, and it's 0-2. Sturdy has not taken the bat off his shoulder on the first two pitches. Now he has to battle with two strikes. 0-2 the count, two outs, bases loaded. Baker comes set, looks at third, the 0-2. Bouncing ball hit back up the middle, and that is going to be fielded by the shortstop, throw to second, and that will end the inning. So Baker gets out of the trouble. He leaves the bases loaded. One to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 4-2 Rock Creek on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
May is Mental Health Month. Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and mental illnesses are common and treatable. So much of what we do physically impacts us mentally. It's important to pay attention to both your mental and physical health. If you're struggling with your mental health and want help finding the tools and resources to make you feel better, please call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 and schedule an appointment with your primary care physician today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-2 our score. Nemaha Central just stranded, the bases loaded for Rock Creek. As the Mustangs have their best hitter up to the plate, Mason Sturdy. So Landon Baker got a bouncy ball up the middle. An easy out to end the threat. So Tyler Garrity will lead things off. He's hit the two hardest balls of this game. He is lined out to left field and lined out to center. He will dig in from the right side against Dagan Vrindeska, who's still out there with 86 pitches. First pitch breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike. Thunder has scored their only two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two runs on four hits. The 0-1 to Garrity. Swing and a miss. A huge cut by Garrity, but he comes up empty and he's down 0-2. Tell you what, Tyler Garrity does not get cheated on a swing. That is for sure. Takes a deep breath, digs back in, and the 0-2. Spiked in. Good spot to try to get him to chase from Vrindeska. Garrity lets it ride. Now 1-2 the count. Vrindeska gets the sign. Back into the windup, the 1-2. Another bouncing ball in, and it's 2-2. Garrity, a big leadoff bat here for the Thunder, looking to get something going here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now the 2-2. Fastball high, and it's now full, 3-2. Garrity has had issues running all day today, but doesn't matter right now. Here's the payoff pitch. Fastball high, ball four. So that's a leadoff walk for Garrity. We'll see if the Thunder bring in a pinch runner four times. I think Coach Stevie is going to ask if he wants a runner. Garrity says he's okay, but that might be it for Dagan Vendusta. Meeting at the mound for Rock Creek. We'll see if there is a pitching change. I think that's going to be it for Vendusta. It is. A pitching change for Rock Creek. We'll take a timeout. We'll get the changes as we come back. It's 4-2 Rock Creek. Thunder with a leadoff man on in the bottom of the sixth inning on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. They're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Pitching change for Rock Creek. Tanner Christensen on the mound for the Mustangs. He got the final four innings. He gets Silver Lake earlier today, so he probably has 40 pitches or so left in his arsenal. But he is on the mound looking to close things out here for Rock Creek. Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-2 lead for the Mustangs. Tyler Garrity just walked. See if he talked his way into being able to stay on. He did. Garrity the runner at first, nobody out. And here's Landon Baker, the most dangerous hitter in the Thunder lineup. Garrity at first. Baker has singled and scored a run. He swings wildly at a curveball from Christensen. It comes up empty. He's also flown out to center field. Baker digs back in from the right side. Garrity not a big lead at first. And now a high fly ball into left field. That is deep. That is back, and it is going to be caught. On the warning track by Burgess, a loud first out of the inning. Baker thought he got it all, but he hits it to the warning track. And a good play by Burgess for out number one. Everybody on the Thunder sideline came to their feet because that ball was launched. But it's just a loud first out. You can hear a collective sigh of relief on the Rock Creek side. That was a ball that was right down the middle, and Baker didn't miss it, but it's just a loud first out. So now here's Damon Cook. He looks at a first pitch fastball. Cook singled, scored a run his last at bat in the fourth, and he has a ground out to shortstop. Christensen comes set, the 0-1, a curveball and a big swing and a whiff by Cook, and it's 0-2. So Cook digs back in with two strikes against him, one out, bottom of the sixth, 4-2 lead for Rock Creek. Christensen comes set at the waist, and the 0-2 is a fastball outside. Garrity started off this inning. He walked. Baker just hit a deep fly ball to left field that was caught. 1-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Down goes Cook. The first strikeout for Christensen, and there are two away. So now it's two outs. It'll be up to Andrew Henry to continue. Henry with a double and a fly out to right. continues to drizzle here at Rock Creek High School. Already a decent lead over first. There he goes. And a swing and a foul off by Andrew Henry. So the Thunder looking to put a play in motion, but Henry just fouls it straight back. He had a good cut. We'll see if Garrity runs again on 0-1. Another decent lead at first. Christensen gives him a check. Now a throw over, but back easily is Garrity. Garrity looks like he can move much better than he did in that Rossville game when he tweaked that hamstring. Get an extra step. Not running. There's a breaking ball bounce to the right side. It'll be fielded by the first baseman, but it'll be a foul ball. Singer at first tried to keep it before it went foul, but the first base umpire says it is a foul ball. So it'll be 0-2, and Garrity will have to come back to first base. Singer is still pleading his case with the first base umpire, saying, I could have swore that I stabbed it before it went foul. But Henry gets extra life. Two outs, 0-2 the count. Christensen gets the sign, comes set. Garrity not running, and a late swing, and Henry gets a piece, fouls it off to the right side, out of play. A lot of time now as both sides kind of taking their deep breath. Now Henry digs back in with two strikes against him. The 0-2 again. Breaking ball outside. Good discipline by Henry. It's a big looping curveball from Christensen. So if you sit back on it, it's a ball you can see, but sitting back on a pitch that slow is obviously a lot easier said than done. Henry continues to battle the 1-2. And there's a swing and a miss on a curveball, and that'll end the inning. Christensen gets a pair of strikeouts. And we'll head to the seventh inning of play. It is 4-2 Rock Creek. We come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're Carquest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs. Cars, trucks, and tractors. All hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your Carquest store.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the seventh inning, 4-2 lead for Rock Creek. Although the Mustangs are on their home field, they are the visitors. So the Thunder will still get a chance to bat and come back from what is right now a two-run deficit, but the Mustangs looking for more. Zach Becker will lead things off. Landon Baker still on the mound for the Thunder. He'll dig in from the left side. First pitch from Baker is a fastball high and away. Baker was trying to work quickly, but Becker asks for time, steps out, resets. Now the 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. Rock Creek, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Thunder, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. There's a line drive shot down the right field line, but it'll hook foul. So the count is 2-1. A Hager looking to keep the score right where it's at. Now fastball just misses off the inside edge. It's 3-1 on Becker. Kramer again turns around, asks the home plate umpire where it was at. Tells him it's inside. And the 3-1. Fastball, high, ball four. Lead off lock to Becker. So Becker is on for the second time. Now here's Ben Witt. He has been on base twice. A walk, a single, and a run scored. Home plate umpire again comes out in front of the plate and says something. So here's Ben Wick. First pitch from Baker is a fastball that paints the outside edge for a strike. Baker is got decent speed at first, not running, and a fastball misses outside. Throw down to first is not in time. Getting back standing up is Becker. One and one to count on Ben Wick. And the pitch. Fastball just misses a little bit high. I mean, even the Rock Creek side is wondering where that pitch was, but it's 2-1. Wow. So 2-1 the count. Now the pitch from Baker. There's a fastball called strike on the outside, and it's 2-2. So Baker trying to come back and get a big strikeout here with a man at first and nobody out in the top of the seventh inning. Baker waits. Runner goes. Ball outside. Throw down to second base. It is not in time. It's a stolen bag for Zach Becker. So now Becker in scoring position. Nobody out in a 3-2 count on Ben Wick. No doubt this is Landon Baker's game to finish. But he's struggling with his command here at the top of the seventh inning. Baker waits the payoff. Fastball just misses off the plate to the outside. And it's another walk, but Baker is starting to get upset out there on the mound. He has thought the last couple of times he's thrown some good pitches, but he has not gotten the call. So now here's Dawson Zinger with runners at first and second and nobody out. And it's a pickoff attempt to second base. They're going to get the out. Anyway, another home plate umpire going to call time. And Thunder head coach Terry Stevie is going to come out and talk about it. And now I don't know what's going on. I think the Thunder tried almost a hidden ball trick, it looked like, but Coach Stevie had called for time to come out to the mound. What could have been the first out of the inning is instead it's going to be nothing. And so it'll be just a meeting at the mound between Coach Stevie and the Thunder infield. What had happened is Coach Stevie had called for time, but the Thunder middle infield didn't know it. And Becker at second had got off the bag and turned his back because he saw Coach Stevie was coming out of the dugout and called for time. The Thunder threw back and tagged him out. But since Coach Stevie had called time, it doesn't matter. So after all that, staying on the mound is Baker. They're going to have a courtesy runner out at second base for Zach Becker. Dawson Zinger, the basketball star, will dig in with runners at first and second and nobody out. Baker comes set. Wearing a bunt is Zinger. He gets it down. It's going to be fielded by the pitcher, Baker. He'll throw off balance to throw to first. It is not in time, and it's going to get away from the first baseman, and the run's going to score. So Rock Creek gets the run on the air by the pitcher, Baker. It's going to be a really tough play. It might be a hit. We'll see what the official score is.
Now batting the right fielder, number one, Tanner Christensen.
It will be the they still have not signaled what that is. Is it a hit or an error? The error is what is going to let the run score, so there definitely is at least one error there. I think they're going to call a hit, though, for Zinger. So it'll be an RBI. It will not be an RBI, though, because of the error. And now a bunt going to be tried to put down by Christensen, but he bunts it foul. Still nobody out. And the Mustangs with runners at first and third with nobody out. Singer with good speed at first. Christensen digs in. Baker waits. There goes Zinger. And the ball is spiked to the duck, to the backstop. Coming down from third and scoring is Wick. And all of a sudden, it is 6-2. And then being tagged out at third base is Zinger trying to go first to third on the wild pitch. So he will be tagged out for the first out of the inning. So one away, base is empty. Two runs across. It's 6-2 Rock Creek. For Tanner Christensen. There's a fastball over the head of Christensen. And it's 2-1. Fastball now poured in for a strike on the outside edge, and it's 2-2. Fastball high and away. So now 3-2 the count with Connor Richards on deck. Baker into the windup. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Down goes Christensen. That is the second strikeout for Landon Baker. And there are two away.
Connor Richards.
So now two outs, nobody on for the designated hitter, Connor Richards. Richards has struck out twice and has an RBI single and scored a run. First pitch from Baker is a breaking ball that clips Richards on the elbow. So he will be on the hit by pitch. And now a runner at first for
right fielder, number 29,
Maddox
Zavara.
Maddox Zavara is now going to be the batter. He came in as a runner, so he now is going to bat for Dalton Whitworth. So Avera digs in with two outs and a runner at first base. Top of the seventh inning, Rock Creek leads 6-2. First pitch from Baker is fouled off to the right side. That'll go into the Thunder dugout, so everybody's got to jump out of the way. Two outs, runner at first. Baker comes set, 0-1. Fastball paints the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Baker comes set at the waist. The 0-2. Fastball popped up and is going to be near the Thunder dugout, and we'll get out of play. Wind has started to pick up a little bit as the rain continues to fall here at Rock Creek High School. A rain cell that just continues to be right on the edge of this Rock Creek field. The line of storms going from Nebraska and all the way down to Oklahoma. We are smack dab in the middle of it. The 2-2. Again, a foul off by Vieira. Two runs across in the inning for Rock Creek. Baker comes set again, the 0-2. Breaking ball, it's pulled way into left-hander's batter's box. It's going to get away from Kramer, and it will allow Richards to move up to second base. So 1-2 the count on Whitworth. Rare up at the plate. Baker comes set. Two outs. Gives a look back at second. Nobody covering the runner. Now swinging a bouncing ball right back to the pitcher, Baker. Will try to win the race to first base. He will, and that'll end the inning. But out before Rock Creek plates two more. Thunder with three outs to try to get four runs to tie. Five to win it. Let me come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
I'm in True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizer, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Tanner Christensen looking to close things out for Rock Creek. Meanwhile, Central Trail 6-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Thunder will have 7-8-9. Leaguer, Palick, Uphouse. And they're going to flip things over back to the top of the order. Need four runs to tie, five to win it. As Rock Creek is looking to join their softball team and making the 3A state tournament. So here's Ryan Leaguer to lead things off. Leaguer has a 2 RBI double already today. And so Christensen still out there on the mound for the Mustangs. Mustangs 6 runs on 8 hits. Thunder 2 on 4. First pitch from Christensen is a fastball high and away for ball one. Thunder scored their only two runs back in the fourth inning, but nothing before that, nothing since then. Now Leaguer's going to ask for time. He'll step out. Waiting. Here's the pitch from Christensen. It's a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Christensen again closed out the win over Silver Lake earlier today. Looking to do the same here against Nemaha Central. One, one. Swing and a miss. Now it's 1-2. 1-2 the count on Leaguer. 1-2 the count. And the pitch from Christensen. Breaking ball, low and away. Leaguer looking to get something started again. 8-6-2 lead for Rock Creek. 2-2. Fastball, swing and a miss. Down goes Leaguer. That is strikeout number 3 for Tanner Christensen. And now one away. Four-gauge Palick. Palick has grounded out the first and has popped to the first baseman in foul territory. Jefferson. Time set. Alec asks for time. Now Palak digs back in. Thunder down to their final two outs. Breaking ball in for strike one. Well, I should pick that back. Left high. Christensen one. They didn't get it. I think his catcher, Becker, knew it was a little bit high. Now the 1-0. Fastball, that catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. One and one the count against Gage Palak. Palak asks for time again and steps out. He's just trying to get Christensen off his rhythm. Christensen's thrown 18 pitches in this outing. Threw around 45 pitches against Silver Lake. Fastball down the middle, and it's 1-2 on Palak. Now Palak has to battle with two strikes. Christensen comes set. There's the two-strike pitch. Fastball, called strike three on the outside corner. So now the Thunder are down to their final out. It'll be in the form of Braden Uphout. He has struck out looking and grounded out to first base. Christensen comes set. The first pitch is a fastball high and away. Rain starting to become more a little bit more steady here at Rock Creek High School. And the 1-0. Fastball pinks the outside corner at the knees for strike one. Rock Creek beat Silver Lake 5-3 to advance to this championship game. Now a pop-up on the infield, playable for the third baseman, Wick. He's underneath in foul territory, and then he lost it. They all lost it, and it goes out of play. But that ball went out of play, and neither the catcher, Becker, or the third baseman, Wick, saw where that ball went. So now the Thunder down to their final strike. Uphouse just looking to battle. Tried to extend things to the top of the order. Christensen comes set. 1-2. Breaking ball low. And now Christensen brings the 2-2. Fastball low and away. 3-2 with Don Herter on deck. Christensen wants a new baseball. It's starting to come down pretty good here at Rock Creek. Christensen trying to get the final out for the Mustangs. The payoff pitch. Bouncing ball back to the pitcher, Christensen. He'll field, throw to first. It's in time, and the Rock Creek Mustangs are headed to the 3A state tournament. 6-2 the final. And the Mustang dog pile on the first base line. And Rock Creek is headed to Joyden Family Stadium and Kansas State University. 6-2 the final. We'll take a post-game timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Final score, 6-2. Nemaha Central falls in the regional championship game to Rock Creek, so the Mustangs are headed to the 3A state tournament in Manhattan next week. Mustangs scored three runs in the second inning, one in the fifth, two in the seventh, and win it 6-2. Nemaha Central got their only two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Going to the final stats, we'll start with the Thunder. Melton Herter was on base once. He walked. Tyler Garrity was on base once. Landon Baker had a hit and scored a run. Damon Cook scored a run and had a hit. Andrew Henry had a double. Ryan Leager doubled in two runs. H. Palick popped out a couple of times, and he was on the mound. He'll be accredited with the loss for Nemaha Central, who ends their year with four losses to their credit. Rock Creek, meanwhile, Brooke Whaley had two walks. He was on base three times, also had a double. Ethan Burgess had an RBI and was on base once. Mason Sturdy had a triple, scored a run. Zach Becker had a double, an RBI, a walk, and a run scored. Ben Wick was on base three times, two walks, two runs scored, a single. Dawson Singer had a hit, two hits, a run scored, and he was on base three times. Tanner Christensen had a sacrifice bunt. Connor Richards was on base twice. He had an RBI single, a tip by a pitch, and he scored a run. And Dalton Whitworth was on base once and had a hit. So Rock Creek moves on to the state tournament next week in Manhattan. They await their opponent, which should be released here in the next couple of days. While for Nemaha Central, they end their season here in the 3A regional title game. So that's going to wrap things up. Make sure you check out MSESports.net. We'll have brackets coming up for 2-1A state baseball for the Valley Falls baseball team, and also 4-A state baseball state softball back brackets for the Holden Wildcats as well. But that's going to wrap things up here from a rainy Rock Creek High School. For Scott Cox, taking care of us back in the studios. Scott, thank you so much. I'm Johnny Kane, saying so long here from Rock Creek High School. You've been listening to High School Baseball, the MSE Sports Radio Network.